Good evening, people of Lancaster and Morecambe and beyond, and places around here that the transmitter can reach, you know, down to Preston. This is Mystery Hour. I'm James Fraser, and I'm here with Graham Robinson from Cellsonic. And I'm sitting in his studio, which is just a secret location in Lancaster. And I'm surrounded by keyboards of all shapes and sizes, mixing desks, lots of tape machines. And we're going to talk about your music tonight, Graham. So, Cellsonic, and it's all your stuff, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
And when was this recorded, this stuff?
It's over 10 years ago now.
10 years ago?
Yeah, yeah.
And let's hear a track. Let's hear it. Let's kick off the show with a track. What are we going to hear?
Stack Up.
Stack Up.
Yeah.
First
track on the CD.
Excellent. Yeah. Here we go. Here's Stack Up by Cellsonic. We'll be right back. Okay, cool. Stack Up, first track off your album, Zelsonic album. So, of all these machines that we're surrounded by in the studio, did you use, like, all of these keyboards and drum machines and things on that track?
No, just... the drums are for the 909.
This 909. Yeah. Very famous drum machine here, a Roland TR-909.
That was used on that. To be honest, the main sort of synth sort of riff was actually a plug-in. Pro 53 from Native Instruments, that was used for
that. Right, so that was software then?
That was software. Around that time that track was written, I was just starting to dabble with software instruments a bit. And they're just sort of getting to a point where they were half decent. There's quite a lot of the Supernova on Novation Supernova.
The Novation Supernova.
That's on a lot of tracks, to be honest.
Is it?
I love it.
Yeah.
Cracking synth.
Because we need to mention that this music that you're going to hear Graham making tonight, it's not generally made from a computer. It's actually the hardware, all the synthesizers. So we've got a Novation there, we've got an Andromeda over there, Roland Super JD. There's all sorts of stuff in here. I mean, if you're into keyboards and synthesizers and stuff, it's just like a treasure trove in here. It's really, really cool. And, you know, maybe a lot of people these days are making, electronic dance music and stuff actually inside a computer, but the way you approach this, it was all hardware going, you know, to be recorded. Is that right?
Mainly. I just prefer the hands-on.
Yeah.
With it all.
Twiddling knobs with your hands and not with the mouse. You don't want to touch knobs
so
with
to
the
speak.
Mouse. Yeah.
You don't feel like you're doing much with just doing it with the mouse and just.
No.
But when you've got all this lot in front of you, you can just get stuck in and tweak away until you get it right, you know.
And I mean, it's a labour of love doing an album. I know this, and a lot of musicians in our area know about making an album, a piece of work that big.
Yeah.
How much time it takes you. If it's hard if you're a band, but if it's just you on your own,
it just takes forever. I must admit, I'm maybe a bit of a perfectionist.
I think you might be a bit of a perfectionist.
I don't let much crap get through, and so it does take a long time. And I'll be first to admit, I'm not a natural songwriter at all, really.
Right.
I'm a drummer.
They say some terrible things about drummers, but I don't believe a word of them. I really don't.
So it's taken me quite a while to sort of learn how to arrange stuff that the ebbs and flows of how a track